This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
How are you, Benny?
Hello, Frank.
A huge thank you.
Big thank you to the guys doing Drive.
That's right. It's all Friday the 13th up.
It's all cobwebs and, it's a bit like my downstairs area.
I had no idea it was Friday the 13th, so I walked in here.
And cobwebs and redbacks.
Webbacks?
And black widows.
Redbacks.
Hey? Redbacks.
You said webbacks.
Oh. Welcome to anyway. The Two Fat Lattes. We've got a message already, Frank.
Go on, read it out.
Marcus is in Sydney. He can't listen to the show, so he's begging us to have a crap show tonight.
Begging us?
Because he can't listen.
Oh, that'd be every week, wouldn't it?
We don't need requests for that.
Justin Bieber, a worldwide phenomenon. He's also human. He had a spew at one of his concerts last week. He says it was a chest infection. We reckon he listened to his own music.
Can we get a bucket, please? Bucket.
Oh, sorry, the Two Fat Lattes. Not making people feel sick, just pointing the finger.
I mean, it's all Justin Bieber's fault.
Joy 94.9.
Someone get me some Edos.
Oh, he's been drinking tap water again.
Oh, do you reckon?
I told him, do not drink tap water.
When particularly in the Philippines.
In the Phillies. Oh, my God.
And, you know, I have a story about the Philippines.
Have you?
Because
is this one of your sexual stories?
Do I have many of those?
Oh, Typhoon Frank is out there running. You're causing destruction and chaos.
I don't know what you're talking about.
On chat apps with young men.
No, it's not happening. apparently, he...
Justin Bieber,
yes. He was so sick that he was chucking up.
top or bottom?
And he was suffering from a chest infection, the poor love.
Oh, lung oysters.
Now, is that...
Was he on a top one or a bottom one?
What do you mean?
What did you say he was doing? Was he having a vomit?
Yes. He's taken a week off before his two concerts in Japan in front of even more underage believers.
Oh, he's loving the underage.
Well, you know, that's many people. That's who goes for him, isn't it?
And he's a little bit like us.
What do you mean?
Aren't we big down there?
What, in Japan?
We're huge in Japan.
I don't think they know who we are. What I was going to say, my Philippine story is I was in the airport in Manila.
Manila, yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll have a Coke, you know. I had 4 hours
to kill.
You
didn't put it up to your lips.
I put it to my lips.
Oh, duh. Not the rim.
I put the rim to my lips.
Oh, duh, you don't rim.
But it wasn't the
never
rim.
Never rim cans in airport.
It wasn't the can. They stuck it in one of those plastic cups. It was the ice.
I
didn't think about the ice.
You got to think ice.
And when I got home.
Did you?
I was ill. I wasn't good.
I've got a story, but I can't tell it because people may be eating and it might turn them off curry.
Yeah, let's not tell that one.
Can I tell it?
No.
I've got a message here, Frank, for you.
For me?
It's for us. But you know what I'm sick of? All these people, like heaps of people write to me and they go, you know what? We really love Frank. And what does one say? Great, thanks.
Yeah, of course you say thanks. I say thanks and they say I love Benny.
They don't.
They do.
Do they? Oh. People.
Let's
the grass is greener.
Absolutely.
When they've got one fat latte, the other one's always more interesting. Do you know what I mean?
We need to travel in combo.
We do.
We're like a KFC meal.
Like a like upgrade.
Yes.
We upgrade, you get producer Paul. there's a message here. Hi, Two Fat Lattes, Benny and Frank. As from Mooney Ponds. He goes, I love your laugh, Frank. I was at midnight shift in Sydney, my old hometown, and I will say hi to you next time. He must think you're there all the time.
Oh, I don't get there every week.
You only went once in your life.
I know.
Great show, boys. Just got back from my shift long-haul flight. Oh, trolley dolly. Love as an Alvin from Qantas.
Well, big hello.
And a big hello to all the flight crew listening across the nation.
Yes, and we've got numerous ones on Qantas, on Virgin, on tiger on all of them. Probably on strategic.
We don't have one. Do we have anyone on strategic?
I don't think they're actually operating right yet. There probably will be though.
Oh, it's about time we launched our own airline.
What would you call ours?
Fat Latte. Air Latte. Air.
Oh, think laterally, Benny.
No, Air Latte.
You like that one?
Yeah, and the planes are brown.
Do you really want people to go on that?
Why not? Like a mocha, not brown.
Mocha.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a brown jumbo, is there? Wouldn't you? I'd love to see a brown jumbo.
A huge brown thing flying in the sky.
I'd love to see a brown Concorde.
You couldn't miss it.
It'd be like a rock. Oh, I think that's that. Wouldn't that be good? But you know what? It'd have glitter. It'd be brown glitter.
Oh, it would sparkle.
Yeah, it'd be brown but glittery.
And the engine fumes will throw away.
There are no engine fumes. Oh, we're all... It just emits bubbles of froth like foam.
We're green.
Hey?
We're green.
No. Yes, we're green. I thought you meant green foam. No, like it'll be like frothy. And when it takes off, it sounds like...
We're going to talk about the Seychelles.
Well, I was very
upset. The worst kept secret in the world.
You can't. The hired help is terrible.
Do you reckon it got out that way?
Well, there was such a big secret about where Wills and Kate were going.
They found out before they got there.
Well, I was trying to guess, but I kind of thought they might go to an island.
Well, that's why everyone was saying the Lizard Island or whatever.
You could almost sense it.
You could sense what?
You know, like...
heat and nudity.
I could feel the heat coming off them. Like, I felt, you know, in her eyes, when she looked in the camera on her wedding day...
You saw Seychelles.
I saw sand and shells. And when he walked up the aisle...
Is this the medium in you again coming out?
I smelt sea foam.
Oh.
I heard the lapping of waves.
Yep.
In the dark, it sounded like...
Did you see a clam?
In the dark, it sounded like a porno, but it was the lapping of waves. Have you ever done that?
No, what?
If you go on a very quiet night in summer, if you ever go stand in the night, in the night, go out on a jetty and just stand there, if there's a wall or something.
What happens?
And just listen to the lapping of waves.
And what does that do for you?
Well, it sounds like fellatio.
You have a very bizarre mind. So how do you think they're going so far in the Seychelles?
I heard that they've ordered the chicken laksa.
Do you reckon they'll actually appear outside?
It's just a private island.
Have you seen the cameras that are set up?
No, there's no cameras.
There are?
No. They arrived and some dude at the tourism office.
Opened his gob.
Oh, that...
Sack him.
No.
Off with his head.
Well, wouldn't you feel sorry for him?
For who, Willie?
Well, everyone's just looking at him now like saying, dirty bird.
Loser.
Dirty bird.
So, you know hey, who cares?
Who cares? No one did that when I went to Bali.
Oh, the Latte Benny was coming.
Yes, at Villa Sese Sarazi.
It's back for 2011, Dancing with the Stars. But there's still no stars. And how about that Bryn Edelston?
It looked like you were vomiting up something.
And it made me sick.
It was a bit on the nose.
You're a sweet lady, we know that. But you are uncoordinated.
See, even she agrees.
You've got two very big assets in this competition.
And those assets are Benny and Frank. They won't be cheering you on, though.
You've got one good thing going for you, Bryn.
You do lack coordination.
And you look like a bedazzled sack of potatoes rolling down on the floor. It was shocking.
You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter.
The Two Fat Lattes, bedazzling everyone every Friday night.
We bedazzle them.
I just didn't realise how bad of a dancer I am.
Joy 94.9.
That was frightening.
She could have spent a couple of minutes with me.
She should have thought about that before she said yes.
Excuse me, people. Can someone please explain? The show is called...
Dancing with the Stars.
Now, the last word is...
Stars.
It's again, the word is...
Stars.
So why is she on it?
Why are any of them on it?
Why is Brian on it? Can someone please explain?
But you know what? All the crap that she's getting from everyone, I'm feeling a bit sorry for her.
Don't you dare feel sorry. Do not get trapped in the beige.
Oh, I'm getting trapped.
No, honey.
I'm feeling it.
No.
I am.
It's she brings it on.
Just a little.
No, I'm sorry. I must be very forceful with you here. I need to, like, pump up your colour.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't feel sorry for beige. Do we?
We don't.
We let beige fester in their own lack of colour. And that chick has got no colour.
Oh, okay.
I was very surprised because she wants to have a baby.
Oh. How do you know that?
She was saying she wanted to have a baby.
You watched it,
but
you?
I thought, well, you've left it a bit late because I thought she must be like 45.
No, she's 20-something.
She's 27.
She does look old for her age.
She looks like a day short of 50. It sounded like she didn't know how to do it. And I said, I was going to send her an email, text, let daddy sly on top of you first. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Yeah. That guy.
The guy you're with.
That guy.
He helps.
He's got to lie on top of you. There's a visual. Fergie.
She was with Opes.
She's on the, yeah, she did the O.
I'm lesbian.
She did the O.
Yep.
And Oprah had to ask her about the royal wedding. Did you see this?
No, I saw the little clip they showed.
Well, number one, she needs a bit of freshening up, doesn't
her? You mean a bit of Botox?
She needs a bit of bow. Do you think? Bow on the toe. Because that she's not looking fresh.
Really? She looked a bit haggard?
She looked a bit withered. She was coming off a bit, you know.
Maybe she just got a flight from the UK.
Oprah was asking her about the royal wedding and they showed clips of the wedding. And, you know, she was saying that she was, like, very upset because...
Did they ask her why her daughter wore that stupid hat?
Well, she said... You know what she said?
What?
She said, you know, she knew... She understands why she wasn't there.
Yeah, because she wasn't invited.
She understands that bit.
But great.
But you know what? She said she would have just loved to have been home to help dress her kids. Yeah. And I went, lady, you should have been there, love. Because did you see what they wore?
Do you think she would have done any better?
I said, one of your daughters looks like a beanbag and the other one looked like an antelope.
She had antlers.
They broke into your bedroom and they raided your makeup case. Because Beatrice, she got the Crayola and she rubbed it on her eyes. She went crazy with the black. Did you see that?
She did.
And you know what? The worst thing was that all that black on her eyes,
yeah,
made that the teeth stand out.
Oh, really?
She looked like...
rabbit in the headlights. Especially with the antlers.
Yes. But, hey, thank God for them.
Why?
Because what would that wedding have been without those two?
We could have had a laugh over Elton's scrotum.
He nearly tripped on it, you know. I've got some messages here.
Anyway,
I've got one from it's from Sir Gav. From remember Sir Gav?
No.
From Dandy, from Dandenong.
Sir Gav.
Remember we made him kneel on the ground and you put something on his shoulder.
I did.
Yeah, and you sort of
knighted him.
You put your sword on his shoulder.
Yep.
And tapped him on the forehead with it. So he says, "This is Sir Gavvy of Dandy and Carl from the Big Beaver." The Big Beaver. He says, we're docking in. So there you go.
Where's the Big Beaver?
I don't know. Is that in Queensland?
Do they have beavers in Australia?
We've got platypus in Pennsylvania. What else is there big that we should go and visit?
In Australia?
There's the big...
There's a sheep.
Yeah, there's a ram. I've seen the ram.
Yeah, that's in Goulburn. And there's a pineapple.
Yeah. There's a prawn.
There's a lobster.
And an orange. Is there an orange?
Do we really need to visit these places?
We should go to Mexico and find the big taco. Can you stand? We stand in it. I want to take a photo. You can plank it.
What is it with the planking?
Lonnie was doing that before.
What? I don't get it.
I think young ones plank.
Do they?
Yeah.
No, but some other dude, like from the footy show, planked.
Oh, did he?
He wasn't young. Sam Newman.
Sam?
On top of a bin.
I knew he was a planker. I had that feeling.
Did you think he was?
He's just got that look about him that he's been planking for ages. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
The moment he can.
I wonder what thrill he gets out of doing that.
I once saw him in a restaurant and I'm sure, I was positive he was going to go out for a plank. We need to flick to Facebook. and I will read out. We've got one, a message from one of our listeners in Paris. Let me read it. Damien here says, hi boys, officially docking in from Paris. Big shout out to my favourite Lezzo, Sarah, a fellow Aussie expat in Paris. She's at home sick today. She's listening to you live from her bed, where a big, hot French nurse is injecting her with gorgeous cocktails and painkillers.
Of painkillers.
Lucky girl. Oh, a cocktail of painkillers. Lucky girl. Please send lots of glitter her way. Much love, Damien.
They do that in Europe.
What do they do?
They inject you.
Oh, do they?
So, you know, we pop pills.
I knew I wanted to go to Europe for a reason.
I copped it in the bum.
Did you cop an injection?
I did.
In the bum?
Right in the backside.
How controversial. What were you doing?
They don't do pills. You know how we do a week of...
They don't swallow.
No.
They just go straight to it. Do the rear.
Straight away.
Did it work?
Look, it worked beautifully. I was better in 3 days.
What about if you have a fear of a jab?
I did have a fear, but I just took it anyway.
When you get jabbed in the rear, does it feel like the arm?
Is it more
sensitive when you've got like a lot of fat or...
Less.
Or muscle?
Like it feels like a prick. But it's not as severe as sticking it in your arm.
I don't like when it goes in my arm because I don't like looking at it. But I was just wondering if I would prefer it in my rear because you can't see it.
I think you would prefer it up the rear.
Because you don't know when it's going to hit.
You just brace for it.
Do they tap first?
What do you mean do they
like,
tap?
Like, do they give you a little tap and just to let you know it's about to... You know.
A little tap.
Like a little knock-knock. What?
Why would they knock?
It's polite. Well, sometimes they rub it with a bit of alcohol on it, a bit of Cointreau. I'll have a little rub of Cosmopolitan, thank you.
You are with the Two Fat Lattes, and it is, of course, Benny,
the Homo Helpline.
And have people lodged them?
There is one.
There's only one.
The ambulance only brought one in this evening.
Quite not.
Yes, it is a quiet night.
They're all at the footy, mate.
Everyone's rugged up in front of their heaters.
You sure? Because I think they were all going to the football.
Oh, why?
Why?
Why bother?
I think that's a homo helpline, a collective one.
Can shorts look that good in this cold?
No, that's right, it'd be all shriveled up.
Well, they'd be very pasty.
What, because they're sweating?
Because their capillary networks would be sending all the blood to their large organs. Their vital organs.
Oh, vital, not large.
Their secondary.
So their heart and their brain.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes.
We are talking about footballers, remember?
Yes. Whereas if we were playing, our capillary networks would be sending our blood and energy to our chakras.
Where would that be? Aren't there numerous chakras?
There are a couple. Sometimes they need to be squeezed. No, sometimes their energy needs to be unblocked.
And have you unblocked?
Should we do
a
natural therapy session tonight?
I think.
Should we go natural homo helpline?
I think that's where we're heading.
Organic.
Yeah.
A bit of
crystal rubbing.
A bit of Let me get my stones out.
You got stones? Are they hot?
We can whack them in the urn.
Are you ready now?
Yes. Yeah. So we've got one here. It's from Kenny, the lovely Kenny of Selby. Kenny says, hi boys, I just enrolled in a master's program at RMIT, but the campus is up that way.
As in Bundoora?
How did you know it was in Bundoora?
Well, because they have a campus there.
Oh, I would like to have...
And Vietnam.
I would like some advice about fashion sense in that area. Oh, because the subject was what to wear in Bundoora. Did you read that?
I think you didn't.
I didn't. Would I be needing bags full of glitter or dust? Kenny of Selby.
Where is Selby? Dandenong.
Dandenong. Oh, Dandenongs.
Oh, we have to get it.
Is there a difference?
There is.
Is there really?
Oh, yes.
Dandenongs and Dandenong.
Yeah, of course.
What happens?
Where's the Dandenongs are the mountains.
Oh.
And the Dandenong is the burb.
That's the grey bit. Is that right? That's the dusty grey bit.
Yes.
Well, how can someone be casting
nasturtions
at at Bundoora when he's from Dandenong.
Dandenongs.
Oh, he's from the
mountain. He's from the mountainous area.
Okay.
You know, near Sassafras up there. Near Miss Marple.
I know that.
Yeah.
That place.
He's up there at Belgrade.
Where Princess Anne got her dress for the wedding.
Did she?
She looked like Miss Marple's just exploded. Did you see her dress? Anyway, let's talk about... We're not talking about Princess Anne's dress. We're
Thank
talking about
God for that.
What Kenny's going to wear. I think Kenny thinks that when he goes to Bundoora, he'll be going in a glass Rolls Royce.
Or arriving in a helicopter.
He'll be airlifted.
He may have to be airlifted out.
Poor Kenny.
What would you advise, Benny?
Kenny can't. Anyway, let me just... Oh, dear. I don't know what to say. What does one wear to Bundoora?
Very little.
Well, one doesn't really have to be picky, do they?
Well, he wants to know... have advice about the fashion sense in that area.
Okay, we're going to do it.
Well, it'd be very similar to the fashion sense, you know, in the eastern suburbs, wouldn't it?
I think we need to do what Princess... she's not a princess. Is she a princess? Princess Kate? Catherine?
She's not a princess.
She's
yet.
A duchess. She did the old storybook. A story.
A fairy tale.
Oh my God. A story.
Board.
Board. And she sat down and they designed her dress for that. So I think Kenny needs to do a storyboard. Now.
Wouldn't it depend on the course that he's enrolled in?
No.
Like if he's in an arts course, he wants to be all arty, doesn't he? If he's in a science course.
So he needs a cardigan.
He needs his, you know, his four eyes and. Pocket with a pen in it. What I'm saying?
You've been watching Glee.
I have been watching Glee.
See, if I was him, I'd be watching Charlie's Angels.
Really?
Because when you walk into Bundoora,
you can't do it on your
when
own.
When you walk into Bundoora RMIT, you want to be looking like Kate Smith.
But we need to be alongside him.
Well, you can be Sabrina and I'll be Jill.
Oh, you're going to do Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Because I am a little bit Farrah Fawcett.
I think you would be, actually.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I think if you had hair, you'd do her.
I could. Could I do it on the side?
You could.
With a runway? I'm Farrah Fawcett and you're... What?
So you think he should do a Charlie's Angels?
I think he needs big hair.
Do you reckon?
For Bundoora. I think bangs and a bit laid at the end.
Bangs, wow.
And I'm seeing a chino pant, but not in stone. I'm seeing like watermelon. What? Or a cobalt. Something. I think he needs an injection of colour. What do you think? With maybe a kimono top. and a kung fu slipper.
Oh. I'm seeing really 1991 here.
That's where I'm feeling.
Oh my God.
That's where I was going.
Really?
Because Bundoora doesn't, to me, it hasn't hit the millennium yet. The millennium hasn't worked out.
Really? Okay.
Don't you feel?
Well, I haven't been out there that often.
Yeah, that's why. it's a bit Jurassic Park. I'm evoking the energy of
I'm seeing fine
like
young
Professor
cannibals.
X. I've connected with a lot of people.
Yes.
Like a lot of our rainbows that are out there in Bundoora, I've tapped into their energy and they're communicating via...
And they're saying black box.
No.
Right on time.
No, that's why I got the feeling that the millennium hadn't hit.
Right.
I wouldn't go white.
With a kung fu slipper?
I was going to say white chino pants, but then you got to sit down at some point.
Bang.
And I just felt Bundoora was dusty. Do you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't sit on any public surfaces. Because you'd end up with like stains on your pants.
Urea.
Bundoora dust, Bundoora stains.
Right. Okay. I think he's got the picture now.
But I'd tone it down.
Really?
Yeah. There's a homo helpline from Clinton. Clinton says, "Hi there, Benny and Frank. I have a homo helpline for you. My name is Clinton."
Is that it?
Full stop. No, that's not the homo helpline.
Right.
I live in West Brunswick.
Is that it?
That's not the homo helpline. He goes, "I have a problem."
That's maybe it.
He says, my gross beige neighbour seems to be constantly going at it every night at weird hours and in the morning. Not only are the walls between the flats thin, but when they bump their beige uglies together, they sound like two donkeys with whooping cough dying slowly whilst holding megaphones.
Wow.
It's so traumatic and gross. I've tried knocking on the wall, but they just don't seem to get the message.
Knocking's not going to help.
You can't knock. How do you politely tell neighbours to turn it down when they're going at it?
Now, you've had this issue before, haven't you?
No, I've never heard anyone do it.
Not doing it, but you've had loud neighbours.
Yes.
Did you hang out the door and say, shut up?
No, I just called the police.
That's a very passive-aggressive way to do it.
Well, what are you supposed to do? They were like...
They were quite loud.
Oh, they were drinking.
But they weren't in their flats, were they? They were outside.
I've done... Before, when I've had funny, disturbing neighbours, I tried the other approach. I thought, I'm going to become their friend.
And what? That didn't work.
You don't want to be their friend. I'm sorry, but like when you engage the beige... You need to have martial arts training.
Oh, wow, martial arts.
But not for physical training. You need emotion. You need some really good excuses because those buggers, they'll try and, they were like, Benny, come and have a drink. And I was like, no, I'm okay. And like they want to try and they want you to be their mate.
And but wasn't that your strategy?
I thought it would work. But then I didn't think I would have to actually put up with them. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to.
Being their friend, Benny, involves talking to them and communicating with them.
But I'll tell you something. This was very scary. This is why I don't do it anymore.
Why?
Because this particular beige person, he was very beige. He drank heaps, right? And one night, after drinking, he got out of his flat and he was completely naked.
Right.
And then my friend who lived in the flats, she came and she says, I think I need your help. And I said, why? She goes, oh, because this guy, blah, blah, is, he's drunk and he's naked. And I went, I rolled up my sleeves and said, let mama handle it. And, but then, you know what? He had a pistol.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not that pistol.
Right.
He had a real one.
What was he waving it about?
He had it and he was walking around. So I had to go down and diffuse the situation. And so I had to have you ever tried having a conversation with someone that's really like beige and drunk?
You don't do that.
You can't.
No, you can't reason.
And I said, Benny, your powers of glitter and glamour are just not going to work. So I had to really work overtime. And he said, if you ever need help, I'm going to come and, I'm going to help you. If anyone's giving you trouble, I'll take care of it. And I went, wow, I'm in the Sopranos. there I am with a naked man on the grass in the middle of the night.
And it's not sex.
With a pistol. He's offering his pistol to help, but the wrong pistol. What I'm saying?
That's bad.
When I dream of someone looking after you, that's not what I had in mind. sometimes if you meet someone,
right,
and you're going to have things develop.
Relations.
Well, and they're not deep relations, just shallow relations.
Okay.
And you go back and you're doing things and it's all going, you're down the freeway.
Yeah. Of love.
You've gone on you're on the entry road to the freeway and you're on the freeway. And then all of a sudden, then they kind of change their voice.
What do you mean?
Like they become like a different person.
I don't know who you're having sex with. But
no, but do you ever have that?
No.
It happens a lot.
Really?
And then they...
Oh, they get all sexy.
And they get dirty. That look? I smell shitty pants. That look. Do you know?
And I think I'm getting the drift.
And you get scared.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.